Good morning, everyone. I'm Robert Lucero, Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque, and I call to order the April 10th, 2024 hearing of the DHO at 9:04 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. However, since it's audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we're currently on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I would like to introduce the Development Facilitation Team staff members and swear them all in. We have Jolene Wolfley, for the Associate Planning Director. I'm just gonna do a few at a time with the swearing-ins. Jay Rodenbeck, Development Services Manager, and Robert Webb, Senior Planner, all from the City Planning Department. Would you please raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. We also have Hannah Alec, Marcelo Ibarra, Ti Quan Chen, and Ernest Armijo. Would you please raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And we have David Gutierrez from the Water Authority. And let's see, no city engineer today, is that right?
Correct.
So Mr. Gutierrez.
Ms. Phelan is here.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Phelan. Whitney Phelan, would you please both raise your right hand? And do you affirm do you affirm or swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All right, is there anybody else from the DFT whom I missed?
No.
Okay, great, thank you everybody. One note for the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with conditions, you will need to complete all the conditions with the appropriate DFT member or members, and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. And also please note that the city engineer will be the final person to sign the plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. And Ms. Gomez will alert, would you please alert us to any changes in the agenda?
Absolutely, good morning. For item number one, PR 2023-008674, application SD 2024-00056 for preliminary plat, the agent requests deferral to April 24th. For item number two, PR 2019-002874, application SD 2024-00024 for preliminary and final plat. The agent requests deferral to April 24th. And I have one final announcement, and that is for item number five, PR 2019-003221, the application number has been updated to SD 2024-00053.
Thank you. Very good. In that case, I hereby defer agenda item one, P PR 2023-008674, which is also a preliminary plat SD 2024-00056 to the April 24th, 2024 hearing of the development hearing officer. Similarly, I hereby defer agenda item 2, PR 2019-002874, SD 2024-00024 to the April 24th, 2024 DHO meeting. Also, just to note, one other change to the agenda is that we'll proceed to agenda item 3 now, and then after agenda item 3, we will hear agenda item 6. I will hear both of those items, and then we will, I will hand off to the other development hearing officers who will proceed with agenda items 4, 5, and 7. Now that we have the agenda set for today, we will ask any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. And then when we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise hand feature, which is found on the lower menu under the reactions tab, to raise your hand to speak. If you're on video, you can literally just raise your hand like I'm doing right now to be recognized. If you're on audio, please press star 9. To raise your hand. Again, if you're on audio, calling in on your phone, please press star 9 to be recognized. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, we will end the hearing and the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. today using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we'll begin, I'd like to read a short statement regarding the purpose of the development hearing officer, the DHO. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. With that, we'll go ahead and begin with agenda item 3. And that is PR 2023-008235, SD 2024-00054, which is a preliminary final plat, and VA 2024-00083, which is a request for a waiver to the DPM. It's ARC Plan Land Use Consultants LLC as agent for Richard Chess, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Tract 1B University Village zoned RMCPD, which is located at 1907 Buena Vista Drive Southeast between Gibson Boulevard and Ross Avenue, and which contains approximately 33.45 acres. This case was deferred from the March 27th, 2024 DHO hearing. Do we have members of the applicant team present?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek Archuleta. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please present the project.
Mr. Hearing Officer and members of the DFT, as you stated, this is a request for a subdivision, 1 to 2 lots. Since our last meeting, which was last Wednesday, we've submitted several supplemental submittals, including for planning, a previously recorded plat illustrating the boundary of the subject property, for the Water Authority, a utility exhibit confirming utilities within dedicated easements. And for transportation, what has been submitted is a sidewalk exhibit for University and Eastern, an amended waiver justification for Buena Vista, And lastly, an infrastructure list associated with the project. So we're here today to receive final comments and hopefully move on with development of the property. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Anything else you'd like to add before I call for members of the public who may wish to comment?
A component to this project is the University of New Mexico is looking to purchase what is currently the vacant lot to develop a medical clinic for the community. So that's the premise behind this particular subdivision. The other parcel has an existing mobile home park, which will remain in place. It's been a mobile home park there for several decades, and nothing is planned to be changed with that particular parcel. It's just this new parcel will be purchased by the university and continue with development and construction of that medical clinic on that, what is the currently vacant piece of property. Thank you. And one more thing I forgot to add, I do have the property owner here and representatives from the university. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Would the property owner or the university representative care to provide any comments at this time? We can get them sworn in.
At this time, they may. It may be a good idea to swear them in, just in case they would like to add anything to the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, if you'd please introduce yourself, starting with Mr. Chess.
Yeah, hello, this is Richard Chess, the property owner. I don't have any particular comments right now, but if you want to swear me in, that would be fine.
Thank you, sir. And is it Tom Neal from UNM?
Yes, good morning. Tom Neal, Director of Real Estate for UNM. No comments at this time, but more than happy to be sworn in.
Thank you both. If you'd please raise your right hands, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you both. Very good. Anything further, Mr. Archuleta, before I call for public comment?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. At this time, no, we're ready to hear comments. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. So now members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak on these matters. If you wish to speak, please indicate that now. I'm scrolling through the participant list and I don't see anyone with a hand raised or otherwise indicating that they'd like to speak. Again, this is agenda item 3, and we're calling for public comment on agenda item 3. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment on agenda item 3. Last call for public comment on agenda item 3. Okay, it appears that there's no public comment on this agenda item. In that case, we will go.
Excuse me, I apologize. I'm here. This is Veronica Herrera with okay. Fierro & Company on behalf of the applicant on agenda item number 6.
Okay, we're not on that item yet. That will be heard next.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, again, we're on agenda item 3, calling for public comment. Last chance for public comment on agenda item 3. All right, I don't hear any comments. It looks like Mr. Archuleta dropped off. Are you back, Mr. Archuleta? Can you hear us?
Mr. Lucero, I'm here. I'm actually trying to log into the hearing the old-fashioned way with video.
Okay.
So that's what I'm attempting to do.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure you're present for the DFT comments. So let's go ahead and start with the DFT comments. Let's begin with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority, please.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no objection to the proposed plat. The only thing I need is a note added to the plat regarding water and sewer easements. That is noted in my memo. So that should be on the record. I just need that copy and pasted on the cover of the plat, and that'll address my comments for the plat. I have no objections to the waiver either. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Code enforcement. Will that be?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Sure. This is Marcelo Ibarra with Code Enforcement and comments.
Thank you, sir.
The prior concerns expressed in sketch plat on March 1st, 2023 have been addressed with an administrative amendment approval of November 6th, 2023 and included with the submittal. At this point, Code Enforcement has no further objections.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra.
You're welcome.
Next, Parks and Recreation.
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer and Mr. Archuleta. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And I'm hoping this can be potentially a condition, but I'll defer to you and Jolene on that. I apologize for not catching this during the sketch plot, but the City Parks and Recreation Department is currently in design for a multi-use paved trail along the Geneva's Arroyo, which is adjacent to the northern edge of this property. It is where, you know, it's actively getting ready to be put forward for a work order for construction. And so in the IDO 53D4 for trails, trails shall be dedicated on alignments that connect to any planned or existing trails on adjacent properties as necessary to serve the residents, occupants, and users of the proposed development and shall be constructed pursuant to the DPM. And I know there's not, you know, active development being proposed at the northern site of this property, but in 53B for applicability, 53B2 specifically, the standards in 14.16.5.3D for pedestrian circulation apply to all site development and new subdivisions unless explicitly exempted elsewhere in this IDO. And so since the city is already planning on constructing the trail, we would be perfectly happy with an infrastructure agreement and a procedure C, which is actually usually cheaper than having to build the trail yourself. And that can, you know, get filed, and then we would use those funds in conjunction with city funds to pay for this site to be developed as a trail. And then if there's questions about the procedure C process, it's outlined in the development process manual or the DPM section 23C3. And then if there's any questions, let me know, but we don't have any other objections to the waiver request or the plat itself.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Archuleta, did you have any questions about that?
Mr. Hearing Officer, Ms. Phelan, this is Derek. I do have a clarification question. So there's nothing planned in terms of what is, as you can see, they're tract 1B1. That's the existing mobile home park. Nothing's going to change there. The only development that's going to happen is on tract 1B2, which isn't along the Arroyo. How does that affect, or does it affect your comments? Thank you.
No, I recognize that. And the reason that we would be requesting it is just because that development or the infrastructure request is applicable, whether it's a site development, like a site plan, or if it's a subdivision process happening. And this is a pretty important piece. It has a lot of neighborhood support. The community is also concerned about the landscape buffer widths on Buena Vista. So this would be a really great way for the property to contribute to the desires of the neighborhood and meeting requirements in the IDO while being able to, you know, have some of the other needs for the site, like the waiver on Buena Vista.
Yes, thank you. I'm not sure if Mr. Chess, the property owner, has any comments on it.
Yeah, this is Richard Chess. We already have, in my understanding, a waiver on Buena Vista, a variance waiver for landscaping and whatnot, given the power lines and all our existing fencing. I'm not sure what we're getting into on the northern boundary with this procedure C. And we have that area fenced, we have it very secure, and we want to keep it that way. And so I'm not sure what the Parks and Rec are trying to do there, because that certainly is a boundary that we want to keep as secure as we can. We've had many problems with break-ins, drug dealing, whatnot, right. Trespass, even climbing our fences, let alone opening that boundary. And so that would be something I don't want to do. And also I've talked with Isabel, I can't remember her last name, the homeowner association lady in the neighborhood. And I don't think she's looking for more open access with our property. In fact, she calls us every time our fence gets cut and we have issues usually on that northern boundary. So
yeah, I can address those things. I completely understand that. We're also obviously concerned about what's going on in that arroyo. And so the city has undergone an extensive planning and design process with Groundwork Studio. So we have a plan to create a linear park, which would be a great amenity for folks in the neighborhood, and then Lowell Elementary directly to the north. And so we're not requesting that you open up your site to the trail, but there will be trail there. And so the procedure C process is just, you would add the segment that abuts your property line. And then the city engineer has some quantity amounts for what a trail would cost based on their estimate. It's much lower than what we actually spend building them. And so you would just pay that money and file the procedure C, and then that goes into an account. And then when we go to build the trail in the next, year, 2 years, we will use that funding to help support the construction.
So this is Richard again. I don't understand how I have to pay for a trail the city wants to put in that's not on my property.
Right. So in the IDO, trails are considered public infrastructure, just like a roadway. There was a roadway requirement adjacent to your property during the subdivision process, the city could request that you widen the roadway or do a procedure C, along Paseo del Norte in the northern part of the city. They're going to be widening it and adding trail. And so all of those developments along Paseo del Norte that are doing a subdivision are filing procedure Cs for the roadway improvements and the trail, even though it is a city project and it's receiving federal funding for portions of it. So it's a cheaper way for you to complete the infrastructure that the IDO allows the city to request on adjacent properties.
So if I don't replat this property, I'm not subject to any of those requirements. Is that correct?
Unless the site had a future redevelopment that triggered the applicability.
Okay, because that's probably what we'll do then, is we'll just not develop the bottom property so I don't get drawn into this mess on the north side. And so, Derek, I don't know if you want to defer this at this point or what, but that may be my only option here.
Mr. Archuleta and Mr. Chess, while you consider that, I see Jolene Wolfley has her hand raised. Ms. Wolfley, are you there?
Yes, I am. I first wanted to ask Ms. Phelan if this trail is on the trails network.
Yes, this trail is part of the long range bikeway system map. It connects the trails along the university system that heads north over to what will future be the South Diversion Channel Trail, which would connect Rio Bravo all the way north up to Gibson, and then this trail over into the university system. So it is a part, it is a vital piece of both the community neighborhood trail, improving the site, you know, north of this property that is having a lot of issues with people camping and doing nefarious activities. And so we do have a vested interest in making sure that we try to improve and build out this piece of the trail system.
Mr. Hearing Officer, I think this is kind of a new thing that's come up. I'm not sure quite how to resolve it in this hearing. If UNM also is, I mean, we can finish going through the comments, but if UNM on the trail issue is open to a deferral, if that doesn't throw their schedule off too much, but staff will need to kind of communicate and talk because there's a also public interest in getting this health center constructed. So I think it would be hard to resolve this right now, but if UNM is not thwarted too much in their project by a deferral, that might be needed as you hear the rest of the comments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. You know, one question, I'm just looking at that IDO section 53B2, you know, regarding the applicability of these pedestrian standards. And it's because this is a new subdivision, is that the trigger? Is that right, Ms. Phelan?
Yeah, it's triggered whenever there's a subdivision or a site development.
Okay.
The same way that roads and sidewalks and any other type of public infrastructure is triggered.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I was following that. Thank you. Well, let's go ahead and hear the remainder of the DFT comments, and then we can have Mr. Archuleta and the property owners respond after that. So did you have anything further, Ms. Phelan?
Nope, that was all. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Then let's see, next would be hydrology. Mr. Chen?
Tikwan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And the next would be transportation. Mr. Armijo?
First, Armijo Transportation. Well, I had a whole list of comments, but Mr. Archuleta and the developers have done a very good job of getting everything to me, so I have no objections. For future development, traffic circulation layout must be submitted and approved, and a traffic scoping form would need to be filled out to determine if a TI is required, but that's for future.
Thank you, sir. And finally, a planning department.
Yeah, this is Robert Webb with planning. When we're ready for approval regarding the AA that was approved or the amendment that was approved, we had a note that we needed added to the plat. So we had some verbiage that we added to the comments, and when ready, we can have it as a condition along with some of our standard conditions as well that will go through with the infrastructure list. We will need a infrastructure improvements agreement submitted. We'll need the project and application numbers added. We'll need the AGIS DFX file approval submitted. And the date of the DHO approval must be recorded on the plat as well. Regarding the infrastructure list, we just wanted to make sure that everything is complete. We weren't sure if there was modifications that were coming, and based on previous discussions and the discussions today, if there was anything that was going to be added to it as well.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Anything else to add from any DFT member or Ms. Wolfley? All right, hearing none, I will call on Mr. Archuleta if you'd like to respond to the DFT comments.
Mr. Lucero, this is Derek Archuleta. At this time, I'd like to defer to Mr. Chess. He is the property owner, and he will ultimately be responsible for compliance with these conditions and memos from each member of the DFT. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Archuleta. Mr. Chess, what do you think? Would it be prudent to defer this to the April 24th hearing, give your team a couple of weeks to consider how to proceed and converse with UNM and the city?
That's probably a good idea. I do have a couple of quick questions for Parks and Recs. One is, do they have a price? Do they have a number that they're looking for that infrastructure portion for their trails?
Mr. Chess, I can speak with the DRC and city engineer and get that calculation for you. It's pretty simple. I just need to get the linear feet of the property line there, and then it's significantly less than what an actual trail would cost. So I don't know if that, you know, takes away some of the concern, like a third less. So I definitely would encourage you to just, you know, at least see what it might look like. UNM is responsible for a lot of the trail continuation as it moves south and west towards Gibson. So they're, you know, they have infrastructure agreements that expire later this year to develop those portions. So, you know, it is likely to very quickly become a little nice, active little trail for the community.
Okay.
But I can get that information for you.
Okay. Well, I'd appreciate that. And then you're responsible. And my son is trying to find where in the IDO it states that I'm responsible for this. If you could help us identify that.
Yeah. So it's in the comment, but I can pull it up for you.
Yeah. 5-3-E.
Just for the record, I want to note on the video, on the share screen, the IDO section 5-3-B is highlighted.
All right. Thank you for that.
Very good. So 5-3-B. Sorry, 5-3-B has the applicability, and then it references the items under D, which includes the trail portion.
Thank you. All right.
Keep going, Robert, to one more. Five-three D.
Thank you. Yes, 5-3-D of the IDO is also shown on the screen.
5-3-D-4 is the provision. This is Ms. Wolfley.
Thank you. Very good. Mr. Archuleta, anything further? Are you ready to have this deferred?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek. Yes, if that's what the property owner would like to do, I accept a deferral for the next hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chess, are you comfortable with that?
Yes, I am comfortable with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. In that case, hereby defer agenda item 3, that is PR 2023-008235, SD 2024-00054, and VA 2024-00083 to the April 24th, 2024 DHO hearing. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 3.